In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Have a seat if you would. My name is Bob Flick. I'm listed on the front page of the bulletin. Somehow I got there. My notoriety. I used to be at Lord of the Streets, and it's always an honor to come back to Trinity and visit with many of you. Some of you I know well, traveled to Israel with you, and some of you I don't know at all. In any case, hopefully the Word of God will come among us in a special way this morning as we continue to pray. I'm a Franciscan. My practice as a follower of Francis is to be a contemplative type, but Francis's style of contemplation was a bit different from many others in that, as you might experience when we do things like get all engaged with animals and talk to birds and sing to wolves and all those kinds of things, there's a different level, a different style of contemplation, and I try to get into that much as I can. And so my morning prayer over the last many years has been reading the newspapers. I get a couple of them. I still get paper ones. I'm old. But I like it, and I spend oftentimes a couple hours reading the paper. Yes, some of it's for the news, but I consider it to be a contemplative experience in the morning to spend time with all that is happening in the world around us. And it's not difficult for any of us to pick up the newspaper and simply read the headline and put it down and kind of default to a world that oftentimes is, we find ourselves led into anger and fear and retribution and reprisal and cruelty and pointing fingers and name-calling and disenabling hungry people to eat and poor people to have a place to stay and those kinds of events. And so as a contemplative, the desire of Francis was always to attempt to find God in everyone. And that means in whatever it is that's happening outside of me, in the world around me that's fed by people and by nations and by those kinds of institutions that can do good or can do evil, and to find God in the face of those who are loving and fearless and standing up for the good news of the gospel, as well as those who may be doing the kinds of things that don't seem to me to be gospel. And so entering into a contemplative spirit in the morning, oftentimes I can find myself sort of defaulting to just what it was that Isaiah was talking about this morning when he's talking about pointing fingers and getting angry, and how it is that the people in his time had every right to do that. The people in 2 Isaiah that Isaiah was talking to were out in the hinterlands. Their temple had been destroyed. Their nation had been collapsed. Their religious framework was useless to them. And so they found themselves out in the hinterlands and pointing fingers. But by the time this reading was written, they had turned around. They had been turned around by the experience of living in the desert to default to a kind of an experience where God wasn't, as Isaiah said, about pointing fingers, where God wasn't about retribution, where God wasn't about revenge or anger, but where God was about love and compassion. And in the second reading today from Hebrews, we hear Paul talking to the Hebrew community and reminding them that we don't have a God, he says, we don't have a God anymore who is a God who appears to us in burning bushes, or who does all these natural kinds of things where, but we have a God who is Jesus, and we have a God who rests comfortably in the hands of the Father, who invites us into that mystery. I was here Thursday for evening prayer with John and Tien and some other folks from Trinity, where at 5:30 the folks off the streets are invited in, and John proclaimed a reading from Job. It was the very first chapter of Job, the first verses, and if anybody, probably many of you can kind of remember that. And Job, who was relatively rich and had a house and he had a farm and he had animals and he had a family, in the first few verses, all of that is destroyed, and all of this calamity is brought into his life, and he wakes up the next morning and says, but I have a different God from a God who does those kinds of things. And so I think the readings today are calling us into an experience of a God who is for us one of compassion and love. The nature of Trinity, after which this church is named, is that it is a relationship among Father, Son, and Spirit, which is nothing more and nothing less than love. And we can focus, as we often do, on the job descriptions of the Father or the Son or the Spirit, but as followers of Francis, we focus on their relationship rather than their job description. And that relationship is love. And that's what Jesus is talking about in our gospel today. He enters into the temple on Sabbath morning, and he finds this woman who has spent 18 years of her life struggling and suffering. And yet, she was in the temple. She was desirous of being close to her God. And what did Jesus do? Did he consider much the fact that it was the Sabbath? Not really. He didn't care. Did he consider much that he was going to get in trouble for performing a miracle? Not so much. In fact, he didn't consider anything to be as valuable as entering into a relationship of love and compassion with this woman who he found before him. And he simply said, "Get up." And her response was nothing more or nothing less than praising God. And so we can find ourselves, well, let me say this, I can find myself easily defaulting into pointing fingers, into calling names, into looking for revenge or retribution, into anger, into fear, into relationships that are broken among my family or my friends simply because of all the tumult that is happening out there. And Jesus was good at righteous anger, but Jesus was bad at pointing fingers. And so the readings today, I believe, in a very powerful way, all three of them, call us to a life with Jesus that frees us to live in hope. A life with Jesus that frees us to become more and more compassionate each day of our lives. A life with Jesus that somehow calls us out of that spirit of negativity in which we can find ourselves so frequently, as the lady was, in bondage. We are, as followers of Jesus, intimate and personally connected to the Son of God by baptism. And it's so easy for me to default to something very different from that relationship. And so I think as we continue our time together this morning, we are called, all of us, into a kind of a contemplative experience of the world around us. As Francis, maybe, to seek after finding God in hugging the leper, in, as y'all do, feeding those who are living on our streets right next door, right outside of the church. Of, as some of you do, volunteering across the street at Lord of the Streets. As some of you do, making sandwiches after church today. We are called into a life of compassion through those simple experiences because we are called to find Jesus in everyone. Even the ones who are pointing fingers, calling names, and committing cruelty in the world in which we live. Somehow, we can't default into brokenness. We default into the unity that is Trinity itself. We default into love. Amen.
Amen.